Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Or should I say, is it a good evening? But nonetheless, we are back. And I think been away for, what, 2-3 weeks now? I don't even know. I don't keep track of time, and I don't watch the calendar anymore. But I know that it's been a rough couple of days. Just on to move back up to my little, I call it my little shack in the swamp. Nothing, you know, too big, nothing too special. It's just basically a plywood house, and trying to get back up there. It's where I lived a couple of years ago before I injured my leg. Oh, but the never-ending tidal wave of dogs just keep coming in every day. Just makes it hard to kind of, you know, just lose control and not want to handle everything, you know, and it's just hard. You know, we get dogs in every day, all day. I'll post later on Facebook. We did my people in the city did a tough rescue tonight. Got called by an OPD, and they're gangsters, my people. Whew, they are badass. So yeah, it's always about the dogs. On a much bigger note, tomorrow I will be putting my favorite pair of jeans to rest. I'm really upset. They kicked the bucket tonight. Still got them on, though. I'm still wearing them. But tonight when I go to bed, it will be the last time that I'll be wearing them. So rest in peace. You know? Maybe I'll take a picture of them and put them on Facebook. It was pretty beat up. And then what else? Let's see. Oh, topic of the show tonight, my wildlings. For those of you that don't know what a wildling is, the technical definition is an undomesticated animal. And I feel like I have some of those. To those that follow us on Facebook, back in June, we rescued a large group of wolfy type dogs, wolfy looking dogs, I call them, and they had many names. I call them the WLDs, which is wolfy looking dog. What else? Dire wolves, for my Game of Thrones fans, and of course, as we like to call them, the wildlings, because they are so out of control. also for my Game of Thrones fans. For those that don't know, Villalobos Rescue Center started back in the 90s as a wolf and wolf dog rescue. Wolf dog meaning canine that are mixed with wolf and dog, created solely for the purpose of breeding and selling and making money with them. And they are, and I got out of that quote unquote business. Oh boy. I don't even know what year it was. Long time ago, though, when I got into pit bulls. And it was such a cakewalk dealing with the pit bulls. They're so much easier. And just been away from them all these years. And this past summer, we rescued a bunch. And it brought everything back full circle. And I realized that I'm not as young as I used to be, not as patient as I used to be, but we've kind of dispersed them between the location I'm at and another location close by. And they're driving me nuts. I'm not going to lie. They're driving me out of my mind. Just a lot. So right now, they're actually the ones keeping me from moving, because at this point, the ones that I have are not very welcoming of other people besides myself. Now, don't take this serious. They get me mad. I always tell them I'm going to make them into a fur jacket. Just kidding. I mean, they know I'm kidding. So relax, people. But anyways, just this past week with trying to move back up to my place, and it's in the middle of construction, and just being a very hectic week, and realizing that these wildlings are what's keeping me from my sanity, I thought, let's make the glass half full. Let's find the solution. And it was then that I realized that myself, along with my family and most of my workers, were wildlings. We just kind of do things our way, and no one's gonna tame us. And that's kind of what's kept the Loveless Rescue Center, I think, alive. I really do. I'm very much into, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I never went to church. I didn't do that kind of stuff. I wasn't a religious person, but I believe in everything. I believe in all that. But I wasn't like a traditional religious person. I was a spiritual person. I spent a year in Sri Lanka, and there were all types of beliefs there and religions there. So I got to see all types, everything. And it was very, what's the right word? There wasn't like, I had like an awakening. I saw Christianity, I saw Buddhism, Hinduism, things that I won't mention right now. It was just really cool to see all that. And because of it, I was able to open my mind and just pretty much accept it all. And I've always been into the pagan beliefs, whether it was like the Native American or like the Greek gods and goddesses and the Wiccan belief and just all that stuff. It fascinated me. And I felt like I was a part of it. And drawn to the Greek goddess Artemis. And for those of you that don't know who Artemis is or what she represents, first of all, she's badass. I'm gonna start that off right there. She is badass. She's tough. And basically the stories are that she runs through the woods with her pack of dogs. Hello. they call her the Huntress, and she just could not be tamed. So I've always been very drawn to that. And that's kind of where that's where I got my alter ego, Artemis Chaney's name from. Chaney, for those of you that don't know, Chaney being the last name of my godfather, Lon Chaney Jr., who was the actor who played the original Wolfman in all those old black and white movies. So Artemis Chaney is my other half. because some of you, I think, had written in and asked, who is that again? So in my head, in my little imagination, that's who I am sometimes. That's who I am when you piss me off. So, let me say this. Now, I don't know if it's going to work, but did it work? Oh, it did. There's a chat room. I set up a chat room, and I see people on it, but how do I make it work? I don't know. I don't know how to do this, guys. I'm sorry. I just noticed it like right before I went on air here, and I just said, oh, chat room. I don't know how to do this, guys. Let me see. Oh, wait, turn on sound. Hold on. Turn on sound. Can you hear me now? The chat room? Anybody knows how to make this damn thing work, just type something and I'll let you know if I can see you. This is really... I thought maybe I could multitask, you know? Well, that was a buzzkill. Yeah, I see people in it. Oh my God, there's people. They're coming. Hold on. Wait, stop. I don't know how to use this thing. Tia, you're... Well, anybody goes to figure it out, let me know. I don't know what to do. People are coming on. Oh my God. They keep coming. I'm so sorry. Well, I guess I'll check back with this thing in a minute. I don't know how to make this thing. Let's see, what's this? No, that didn't work. Guys, I don't know what to say. Oh, wait. Wait. Someone just typed. Come back. I just deleted you. I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this. Well, I guess I'll just keep talking because that's all I know how to do. I'll come look at it in a minute. All right. I don't know. There was somebody there and I just deleted them by accident and I don't know what I did. So if you're in the chat room, type something and then I'll respond. So a couple of weeks ago, and I apologize. I did not warn anybody. It was a long, long day. I didn't warn anybody there was going to be no show because we were on our way to Florida. Myself, my kids, some of my workers have not been out in public in over 2 years because of my injury. So I thought I'd take a crack at another one of our meet and greet events. And it sounds so familiar. Maybe it's because I lived it. Well, if I didn't tell you, I'm going to tell you again. We had our everything booked. We were going to appear in a place called Jupiter, Florida. Mind you, I had no idea how far away Jupiter, Florida was. I should have known. It was Jupiter. Like, what was I thinking? And after we booked it and signed the contracts, I realized it was like a 12-hour drive. And I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, I was so regretting it. Well, higher powers to be heard me. And next thing we know, we get a call from the venue who said, we didn't realize when Tia Torres booked this venue that she was that Tia Torres, meaning Tia Torres of Pitbulls and Parolees. And this is not, what was the word? This was not the, basically, this was not the image they wanted for their university. Oh, wait, someone just said the chat's working. Really? So how do I respond? Okay, hold on. How do I do this? Wait, no, that didn't work. Send. Man, oh man. Well, Kiana Morin, I can see you. She said the chat's working. Not working for me. Oh, Fay of Wisdom. Thank you. You are wise. I might have to log in. Now you're asking way too much. I don't know how to do this. You know what? I'll just read your guys' comments and I'll answer them. I'll answer them on with my. I had to set up an account. Okay, well, that's what I'll do. So you guys can ask questions. I'll come back and forth and I'll just answer them verbally. God, so challenged. Anyways, Florida. So at the last minute, they canceled. So we're scrambling at the last minute to change venues. Thankfully, I have a wonderful friend named Jimmy Clark, to him in a little bit, who lives in a place called Stark, Florida. Well, he set the whole thing up, got us in with the venue there, like, saved our butts. And you know, we got ready to leave, and it was quite an entourage. Now, let me explain something to y'all. I get a lot of emails, that say, oh, can you come make an appearance at our venue, our event, our school, our shelter, our fundraiser? Can you fly to Canada? I had them ask me to come to France. Unfortunately, plane and go. I cannot even just hop in a car and go, because Tia Torres has some very uncooperative canine dogs, wildlings, living under her roof. Ones that nobody can get near. That sweet, loving man of mine, Lucky, no one can get near him. That's just for starters. I won't go down the list. So it took us, the RV that I was driving, the RV that my son was driving, and a van with merchandise and my workers to get to Stark, Florida. Now, when I say RV, and many of you know this, I'm not talking like fancy tour bus. I'm talking like 1993, 1995. Been there, done that, rode hard, put away wet, motorhomes. My RV was filled with my dogs. The other RV was filled with my son and his fiance and their dogs. And the van was filled with my employees and all of our stuff. And we head out. Don't get very far. And I hear thumpity, 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 thump. And I pull over, and everybody jumps out of the RV behind me and says, oh my God, something just hit our windshield. It flew off the top of your RV. So my son goes up there, and apparently my roof had peeled off. Yes, my roof had peeled off the RV. And apparently there was a leak, I don't know, from the air conditioner, from the rain, and it had been leaking for a long time and made it all soft, and it was gone. At least half of it was gone. So we got up there with duct tape and we patched it back. You know, we tried to put it back together and we continued on. Got into, I'm not sure what state we were in, and I realized that my Wi-Fi was overheating. My temperature gauge was like in the red. I'm like, oh my God, now we're going to blow up. Turns out that the temperature gauge was just stuck. So after having a heart attack at this truck stop we were at, we carried on. I'm giving you the very short version. And I'm going somewhere with this story, by the way. Now, mind you, this was supposed to be like an 8-hour trip. We are now like an hour 12. I mean, I could have been in Jupiter by now. And we get into Florida. Now, when I think of Florida, I think of sun, you know, the hot and the humidity, and, you know, that's what you think of Florida. Well, apparently not on this night, because as we headed into Stark, Florida, which, by the way, was about an hour off the interstate, down some back roads, the temperature dropped to 38 degrees. I'm not lying. Neither of the RVs had heat. And make a long story very, very short, by the time we got to Stark, my feet were pretty much frostbitten, as were my son's, and we were both very angry. it was brutal. And we got to the hotel, mind you, asked the hotel manager or owner, we're coming in with motorhomes, you know, is there parking? Oh, yes, plenty of parking. Don't worry. Apparently, he did not know what motorhomes were, because this parking lot was like the size of like a postage stamp. So I think we got there at, no joke, like 6 in the morning. Now, mind you, we left like 4 o'clock the day before. Oh, yeah. So we didn't give a crap. We just parked on buses, like blocking people. We didn't even care. We were so angry. And I got everybody hotel rooms just so we could take showers and whatnot. And I'm like, you know what? I just need to get into a shower and defrost my feet. But I'm going to sleep in the RV with my dogs. I'm like, I'm not going to leave them out there freezing. I'm going to stay out there with them. Put more blankets on them, whatever. Go to use my key and it does not work. Yeah. So with my frozen feet, I run back to the office and your manager is gone for the night, asleep, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yep. So I just went to bed for 1 hour, only to be woken up abruptly by the sound of a Harley Davidson trying to start, not doing a very good job of it. Of course, at that point, Jethro goes into a rage because he hates motorcycles, horses, bicycles, skateboards. Yes, goes into a rage, starts racing up and down the RV, which is only like, 23 feet long. Lucky and I are under the covers in the fetal position trying to protect our heads because Jethro is like slamming into us, slamming into the window, trying to kill the guy on the Harley. At that point, I just said, screw it. Actually, I said the F-bomb, but I'm not going to say that now. And I said, I'm out of here. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm not staying in this parking lot. And I start up the RV. I text everybody and said, you know what? Hope you're having a nice, good, warm shower. I'm out of here. And I took off and drove down the street. And I felt pretty defeated at that point until I saw a big white plastic girl then tried to come through the windshield to kill it. But what I noticed is it was in front of a place, and I noticed that Brummable for a reason. Because it's just, you don't see a white plastic Brummable sitting on a corner for no reason. I look up, and there it is. Granny's Home Cooking. I'm like, oh yes. In the words of Homer Simpson, thank you, baby Jeebus. And I parked the RV across the street because Jethro just won't stop raging at the Brummable. And me and my overalls that I have been wearing 2 days, well, probably 2 months, not 2 months. We go into there and I can smell it, biscuits and gravy. And I'm like, oh my God, biscuits and gravy solves everything. And right then and there in the dirt parking lot across the street from the white Brummable, I had a full plate, not just the half, you know how you can get the half. I got the whole thing. It was heaven. I was ready to take on the world. Now I'm ready. Even though I've only had like 30 minutes sleep, I can do this event now. So we, and again, I'm going somewhere with this story. I'm sure you're bored by now. People are waving at me. Hi, people in chat room. Barbara Deanne, Laura La, Kiani Morin, Dana Wisdom. Oh my God, hi people. Under all users, there's a box. You can type in there. Okay, I'm sorry, reading directions. But hi everybody, they're waving at me. Hi. Okay, I'm almost done. Get to the event. My friends from Jimmy Clark and his band, Clark Hill, their family helped us out. They were there. They helped us with security. They were awesome. Like I couldn't have done it without them. I'm ready. Like I'm getting ready. I actually brushed my hair. Oof, miracle. I'm ready. Started to put makeup on. I said, forget it. I haven't even had a shower. Forget it. And getting ready to go in. And I get a phone call. Get a phone call from back home. And it starts off like this. Mom, you're going to be mad. I mean, who wants that call? And I stopped dead in my tracks from going in the building. I'm like, tell me now. Two of your employees, one of them, which is brand new, and only been there like a couple of weeks, and another one who's been here a long time, got drunk. Yeah, you know where this is heading. And took one of your vehicles, because we need the keys in our vehicles here on the big property. And they decided to go four-wheeling, basically, mud-womping, and got stuck back inside the woods, towards the woods. Okay, which vehicle? Because I have my Jeeps, but there's one vehicle that I have that only myself and the twins are allowed to touch. And if anybody else goes near it, death will come of you. I'm serious. You're going to be really mad, Mom. Mm-hmm. Spit it out. It was your deuce and a half. Translation, my big 2.5-ton military army truck that I love more than life itself. And that would be the vehicle that no one's supposed to get in. Well, I lost my shit. Screaming, yelling, just losing it. My son, who was with me, calm me down. Mom, you got to do this event. Calm down, calm down, calm down. After asking one of the police officers that was there doing security if I could use his shotgun to bring it back to Louisiana, I calmed down and went inside, at which time Jimmy Clark of Clark Hill, by the way, Facebook him, guys, his music, Clark Hill, oh my gosh. I think he has a new album that came out today. Anyways, he was up on stage trying to entertain, not trying, he was, you know, just kind of keeping the crowd going. He and his wife and his daughter, not no sang together, were singing a song. And I'm almost done with my story. I was speechless. Again, not a religious person per se, but they were singing that song, Hallelujah. I have no words. I was like, I'm coming out of my eyeballs, goosebumps. It was so, such a moving song the way they did it. And it just kind of put me in check, you know? And I just said, you know what, Tia, shut the F up. Like, these people came, you know, these people in this room came all the way here to see you. And I was able to get up on stage, compose myself, story, answer questions, and then began to meet some pretty awesome people. There was a woman who told a story of how last year two pit bulls broke into her yard. And attacked her greyhounds. And as she's telling me this, of course, I'm like, oh boy, she's getting ready to scream at me. And she tells me how, you know, she's just heartbroken. And in the course of trying to pull the dogs off of hers, the dogs attacked, you know, not attacked her, but they, you know, they bit her up too. And she says she was, you know, at home healing from all her injuries, and she just happened to be looking through the channels, and a show called Pit Bulls and Parolees came up. And she said she decided to watch it because, you know, she was angry and upset, and she, you know, wanted to, like, I guess, be able to take her frustrations out by watching this. And she said that she was shocked. She said the stories that we were telling, just, she said they moved her, and she said it just made her realize that she was blaming the entire race of pit bulls based on the actions of two. And as she's telling me this, she starts to cry, which of course makes me cry. And it was just such a compelling story. And then I met a teacher from Parkland. Yeah, Parkland, Florida. where the shooting just happened, where 17 kids, 17 children and teachers were killed, a teacher from there. And then I met a woman who came all the way from Canada just to meet us. You know, seeing these women and the little girls, there were little girls there from all over the country. It was very humbling. And after the event, I'm going to use this word again. I had like an awakening. You know, I started to think about how I was raised by a single, not even a single mother, a single stepmother, a woman who didn't even give birth to me, but took the responsibility in raising me. You know, she raised me to be very tough, sometimes too tough, but at the time I couldn't understand why. And now years later, I know why, through some very tough times. I've been through homelessness, poverty, like bad, very abusive relationships, both physically and mentally, lived in a home with a lot of substance abuse. It just got me thinking. And a few years ago, I did an event that I called the B Word Tour. Just one event, one gathering in New York. B, standing for the word bitch, because I am a bitch, and I proudly say I am. And we get so many emails and phone calls from from women who they're lost. You know, they don't know. They don't know where they're going in life. They don't know what to do. They need help. They need someone to talk to. And I'm thinking, wait, you're coming to a lady who runs a pit bull rescue. You know, it just felt weird. But I got to talking to my kids, my daughters, some of my other workers. And don't get me wrong, I'm not like a man hater. This is not about like screw men. Well, not literally, wrong choice of words. this is not about bashing men and saying, you know, we don't need you. We can do this without you. It's just about being strong and being able to take care of yourself. And if you have kids, for your kids. And we decided collectively that we wanted to put together a program and a location. I'm going to try to say within the next 6 months, basically a retreat, a center, a place where women and young girls can come to and not only get the moral support that they need, but healing through animals, healing through each other, but also learning some pretty cool life skills, like changing your own damn tire, you know, fixing your own overflowing toilet, knowing how to fix breakers, you know, when they pop on your breaker box in your house. You know, I'm fortunate enough that my sons have taught me all this. And so I'm, you know, I can do it. Will I let a man do it if he's around? Hell yeah. Go for it, buddy. But we're hoping to put this together and have a really nice location of empowerment. Again, this is not about bashing men. This is absolutely it's not about that at all. So, God dang, I've been running my mouth a long time. This is kind of what this announcement was tonight. I wanted to let everybody know that we are actively putting this program together, and we hope to have at least something up in the next 6 months, but I'm on the road, and that's something we can do right away. So be sure to to follow us and follow what we do, because you'll be hearing about locations that we want to come to around the country. I need this with a soda. Hold on. Hold on. Can you hear this? That's Coke Zero. Coke Zero waiting to go down my throat. Okay. All right. Well, that was a lot of talking, so I'm not going to talk anymore. Oh, look, there's more people on the chat. Cindy Babcock. I love that Faye Wisdom. I love that name. Wow. Oh, someone said they've been to Stark. No, Stark was cool. See, Stark's my kind of town. I'm a country girl. And that is a country town. I love it. Home to Jimmy Clark, Clark Hill. God, I love it. Oh, great, great family. What a phenomenal family they are. All right, guys. So, oh my God. No, there's people that are on hold waiting to talk to me. I am so sorry. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start taking some calls for the last little bit that we have. I'll do my best to quickly get through everybody and try to ask me easy questions so they don't take a long time to answer. No dog training ones. They take too long. Okay. Well, let's take this first one, the one that's been holding the longest. Holy moly. This is area code 423. 423, are you there? This is Tia. Hello? Hello? I don't blame her. It's been a long time. Okay. Gosh. This is insane here. I am so sorry, people. Let's go to this one. Area code 205. Hopefully you're the only one. 205, you are live. Hello? Oh, boy. Something's going on here. Okay, people in chat room, do me a favor. Can you still hear me? Because I cannot hear my callers. So somebody let me know if you can still hear me running my mouth. Hopefully you can still hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, there you are. Whew, I thought I hung up on you. You area code 205?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You have a question for me?
Not really a question. Excuse me, but you were talking about empowering women and children, girls.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been trying to get my daughter to watch you forever, and she wouldn't do it. Well, she went through a change, you know, kind of like gone through some stuff. And she used to be the long blonde-headed, you know, little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day she just wanted to cut all of her hair off and start dyeing it different colors. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
we live in a kind of a, you know, judgmental community. And then came the insults and the slurs and the things like that. And one day I told her, I said, please sit down and watch an episode of Pit Bulls and Parolees with me. And she said, why? What's that going to do? And I said, just watch it. I said, especially Tia's daughters. I said, please watch it. And I told her, I said, I love watching the show because I like it. I anxiously await to see how Tanya's hair is going to look, how Mariah, what they're going to dress. And I told her, I said,
oh, yeah.
These girls are strong You know, they don't take no crap off of nobody. I said, and they wear their hair any way they want to, and they dress any way they want to. And people, there's people out there that love them. And I tried to tell my daughter, I said, look, these idiots down here that are calling you names and, you know, shunning you and all this stuff, because you went from the long blonde, you know, preppy little girl to, you know, mm-hmm. short, you know, redheaded, you know, like real massively short, know, child. And I said, you know, you know, I don't care what people think of me. I do like what I want to, because I'm from the Woodstock era. But anyway, I told her, I said, you know, the sooner you ignore what people say about you, I said, all that matters is that what makes you feel good about yourself. And I think this idea that you're doing, you know, with empowering women, you know, because, I mean, I'm older, and I'll tell you the truth, I've, like, had some, like, devastating things, you know, like I'm going through a divorce of 40-something years. You know, and that's going to be a wonderful program that you're doing. It's going to, I really thoroughly think that Tanya, I don't think they realize how much they inspire people. You know, I mean, we're inspired because of their, you know, their dedication to the dogs and the family and everything, but they're just their presence, you know, how they present themselves. They're very good role models for girls. I really believe that. And ever since then, now she watches your show with me. but I just, you know, I wish that, you know, we could convey to them how good of a role model they are to, you know, people out here. And I don't get the feeling.
Yeah, it's,
feeling,
you know,
like,
and it's
real life.
And it's funny because we're actually very conservative, and meaning we're very old fashioned. That's the word I'm thinking of. Yet, you know, when people like I always like, especially my youngest, Mariah, I always tell her, I'm like, Mariah, no more tattoos. But mom, I'm like, okay, what can I do? You know, you know, I'm, you know, very supportive of them, you know, I've never, ever told my kids, like, no, don't do that. It's like, hell yeah. If you want to shave your head, shave your head. Because you know why?
Yeah.
They're good kids. They save dogs for a living. You know, your daughter, I say, you know, go for it. I think, you know, I'm all about, you know, being confident enough to have your own image and what makes you happy. If she's happy looking like that and it's not hurting anybody else, then who gives a crap? You know, and I love that she's like that. You know, I really do. So, well, good for her. And you know what? Tell her to you know, try and convince her to kind of follow what we're doing. And maybe when we have one of these groups, you know, she can attend and meet my daughters and they can talk about different hairstyles.
You know?
Well, thank you for sharing that story. That was great. And that's exactly why I want to do this stuff, just because of your daughter.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. And like I said, I'm older, but you have taught me so much about, you know, 'cause I was one of those people that when I heard Pitbull, I was like, you know, and over, I watched you from the very beginning. So now I'm like,
oh, well, thank you.
I'm out there telling people that say, you know, Pitbulls, oh, they ought to be shot. And I'm like, you know what? I had a male person, and she just griped about pit bulls. I said, you know what? You're more likely to get bit by a chihuahua than you are a pit bull, you know, or some small little dog,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I said, your story, you hit the nail on the head, and thank you so much for telling us that story. Tell your daughter we said hi, though, okay? Make sure.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is exactly why I want to do what we want to do. You know, I am fortunate that, you know, my kids, all my kids, like they don't really care what anybody says. They just don't. I know. Mariah is I would say out of my four kids, Mariah is the wildling. She is the one that don't give a crap about, and she doesn't do it in a cocky way. She's like a free spirit. She's like, oh, mommy, I don't care. And I'm like, Mariah, you can't wear that. Oh, mommy, it's okay. And she just goes about her business. She just doesn't care. You know, so it's an issue. It's an issue with kids, you know, especially that they have to go through this crap, you know. So anyways, well, good for that girl. All right. Let me take another phone call. I'm so sorry that I talked so long. I didn't mean to keep this going, but I had a story to say tonight. Okay, let's go here. Let's go with the next one that's been waiting a long time. Area code 727.
Hi, Tia.
727. Hi.
Hi, Tia.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Okay.
Okay.
You have a question?
How are you?
Okay.
Okay, good. I seen on your Facebook page you were going to reveal who destroyed your canopy.
Yes, I did that last night.
I missed it. Who
There's a live video. it was the wildlings. It was the wolf dogs. They did it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's actually a video. So why don't you it's called, the name of the post is The Canopy Killers. And if you go on there, I did a live video, and you'll be able to meet them.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Another question.
All right.
I have
How
do you get to your chat room?
Oh, boy, you're asking the wrong person. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know. The brainiacs of the chat room that are in there now, they figured it out. There's 20 people in there that figured it out. They had to tell me how to get in here. So that's how. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about your trip here to Stark on how it went when
We loved it, though.
I know. On your way here, though, sorry to hear about all the mishaps you had, but I'm so happy that you had a great time once you got here.
I had a blast. Had the best biscuits and gravy ever. But thank you for calling. Okay, have a good night.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, asking me technical questions. Let's see. I don't know how to tell anybody to get into this chat room, but... but yeah, at least here I can have some of y'all in here and answer questions that are here. And it says here, log in with your Facebook. Oof, that's still too technical for me. Let's see here. There's somebody. What? Somebody's in Korea? You're in Korea listening to us? Wow, that is amazing. Someone from Korea is listening to me talk right now. Amazing. So anyways, so I'm going to take another call. Area code 662. Are you there?
Hello.
662. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Hey, I came to the B Word tour and thoroughly enjoyed it. I regret asking you this one question. In the beginning, when you started working with animals, were the men in your life jealous of the animals?
Oh, good question. I would have to say it was more of a dog war. It was his dogs against mine. You know, he wanted his dogs in the house, but wouldn't let mine in the house, or didn't want mine in the house. And I ended up solving the problem by taking my dogs and moving out into a trailer on our property. So I slept out in my trailer with my dogs while he stayed in the house with his dogs. Worked out great.
That's sad, isn't it?
Oh, no. Nah, I ended up dumping them. Yeah. So, we're still friends. We're friends to this day.
And also, I would like to say I have ordered my Justice T-shirt. It came in the mail about a week ago. I understand that those proceeds go to your rescue.
Those nice people.
I plan on being at the courthouse week after next, April the 3rd. I'm going to be there to show my support.
Okay. Oh, well, good for you. I will let everybody know then. Well, thank you for calling.
And thank you for your work.
Thank you so much.
I love you dearly. No. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. She went to my B-word event. I've only did one because that's right after that I stopped going on the road. That was a long time ago. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And I mean, I know y'all going to hate me, but it's like, oh my goodness, there's so many. I have area code 612. I have area code 567. Area code 520. Ooh, is that California? I think it is. Area code 870. Area code 412, 845. Ooh, this is a weird one. I'm not even going to say that one. I don't know what that is. It's a bunch of ones. I don't know what that is. Bill collector. Telemarketer. Maybe. Area code 3253. Area code 314. Area code 303, another 205, 814, 727. Oh my goodness, there's more and more and more. And I'm not going to be able to get to all these. That's why I discovered this chat room tonight. Oh, look, there's people. Oh, and Laura is listening from Iowa. Oh, you're with Unbreakable Bullies out of Des Moines. Oh, okay, cool. And Cedar Valley Pit Bull Rescue in Waterloo. The only two pit bull rescues in her state. Wow. That's pretty cool. We got this chat room thing here. And y'all figure out how to get in it. Because I just barely got in it. You can ask me questions. And then I can answer them while we're talking. If we don't get to talk face-to-face. And they're saying Facebook is the easiest way to log in. So that's all I can tell you guys. I'm learning this thing as I go along. So taking the chance of sounding corny, maybe, I don't know. I found this online and it says the author is unknown. And this is a, like a tribute to the goddess Artemis. And it's pretty amazing because it pretty much says exactly how I feel and the feeling that we have of wanting to put together this female retreat of empowerment and independence and these workshops. It goes as such. Artemis, huntress of the moon, make my aim true. Give me goals to seek and the constant determination to achieve them. Grant me communion with nature. Allow me to live surrounded by plants and animals that I can grow, protect, and nurture. Allow me the strength and wisdom to be my own mistress, not defined by the expectations of others. And sustain my sexuality to be as yours, wild and free as nature itself. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. I did a lot of talking tonight. I did. I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, we're still going to have the dogs. We're still going to have the dog rescue, of course. But I'm looking forward to kind of branching off and working more with females. I like using the word female. This just kind of reminds me of like dogs. The dogs are my life. And when I was having some really, really dark times, many years ago, I am not trying to be corny at all. But the dogs were absolutely what saved my life. And I mean that 1,000%. I don't know what would have happened to me and my kids if I did not have these dogs to lean on. And that can stand with any animal. You know, it doesn't have to just be dogs. It just, animals are just the best thing ever. And I think having them assist me in my next quest and helping others and just making this bigger, making this empire bigger, you can't go wrong with that. And again, I apologize to those I couldn't get to on the phone, but I will be here next week. And, you know, I'm going to set up, I'm going to get my Facebook pages organized and set something up to where, you know, us chicks can stick together and kind of, and again, not bashing men. Relax, guys. If there's any guys listening, which I doubt there is, relax. You know, I watch Vikings. There's some hot guys on there. Just a place where us chicks can kind of get together and you know, you're having a crappy life. It's all organized. Because I'm just kind of winging it right now. I didn't know I had this effect on people, actually, until we went to Stark, Florida. I really didn't. I mean, I just thought the people that wrote in and asked for help and said, oh, you know, I look up to you. I was like, what? No, you got the wrong person. No. Who, me? Nah. But apparently there's something there. So, call it a night, and I'll see you next week. I'll be talking to you next week. Good night to my ladies in the chat room. Thank you for keeping me on track tonight. And thank you to everybody who called in and listened. It's all about the B word. Yep, it is. Proud to be one. All right, ladies. And men, if you're listening, we love you too. We'll talk to you next week. Same time, same channel.